Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in, of course, for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Tuesday edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning, and we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive flagship station studio. All right. And of course, we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world and via the internet, via satellite as well, on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out, as we always do, goes out to our active military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, you're keeping America rolling along. We salute you. We appreciate each and every one of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the work done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys who are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers who are listening right now, and, of course, the Amazon drivers who are delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social.
America,
and
to the republic
for which it stands, one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice for all. And of course, folks, we emphasize those two words, under God, as Captain Matt does every morning here on the program. Under God, as our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, just right before we went to the top of the hour break, I was asking about what you thought about this. There's a new poll out in Florida that shows Trump and DeSantis pretty close together. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's been a couple of years now that, my own radio show, when I interview various guests, subject matter experts, whatever the topic may be, often the topic of DeSantis would come up running for president. And I keep saying, so for as long as I can remember now, I keep saying, leave my governor alone. And that's the way Florida feels about DeSantis. You know, he's trying to stop damage and then repair damage. And he's gotten great cooperation out of the Florida legislature. Okay, so still more work to do in order to kind of put up these roadblocks of all of these things that continue to happen. I think that's really what the messaging is in the polling. We like them, keep them here, and please don't run for president.
Yeah, there is a sentiment there in Florida about that. Well, you know, of course, he has declared for president, but he's also saying that he can go out and get other voters that the GOP can't traditionally get, because he says he's been able to do that in Florida, which I know that he did. And this is one of the primary reasons why he says he's a better pick than Donald Trump. And that also he can beat Biden. What do you think about that? It's early on, but what do you think?
You know, there's so much anger across the United States. And the one group of voters that I think that needs a real attention are the independents. You cannot win an election without the independent vote. And I think we're beginning to see that in polling, independents are gravitating towards the Republican side of the ledger. And people, I think, across the United States are voicing, they're coming out of the woodwork, and I think they're beginning to voice opinions and sentiments and concerns on things that the Democrats just can't seem to fix. DeSantis has a very different way of just kind of breaking it down to the lowest common denominator, and just making it easy for people to understand. The one thing that I think impressed a lot of people, and I think it needs to be reminded, especially here that happened in Florida, that people need to be reminded of across the country, is the last huge hurricane that we had down in the Fort Myers area. Remember, he built the bridge back in days. I mean, days, instead of weeks, months, or years.
Right.
And you cut through the red tape. And that tells you that these things can be done if you just kind of mobilize all the resources and get out all the bureaucracy.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right about that. All right, Denise, hold that thought here real quick. We're coming up on the break. I hear the music coming up. And when we come back, folks, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce.
Listen to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Burn, baby, burn is right. We're burning through the overnight hours here on the Captain's America. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And, of course, don't forget the call-in line, the temporary call-in line for right now is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And I'd like to tell you that this portion of our program and our conversation with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by your friends over at Geico. That would be none other than Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you got to do, head over to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison, and you can put the vehicle that you own in, whether it's a car or truck or what have you, and make that comparison and see what the same type of insurance coverage that you have right now, see what it's going to cost you. It's very, very simple and very, very important to go do that. In addition, if you have a motorcycle or ATV, a boat or RV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money with both. Now, where you can really save the big money, and that means big money, folks, is when you start to bundle in your house. Maybe you have an apartment or a condo. You know, everything's listed at a different rate. So if you bundle all that together, you're going to see what the price is going to be. And who knows? You just might find out how much money you're really going to be able to save. So, again, go to Geico.com. That's Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and do the comparison test today. All right. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. Well, you know, you and I were talking during the break, and you know, we were talking about Trump and DeSantis, but also, of course, you know, part of this whole thing is that they're going to go up against Biden. You know, at this point, maybe one of them will, maybe both of them will. Who knows if they're on the ticket together? It's all. It's, you know, you could mix and match this so many different ways. But you and I were talking, and we both saw the other day when Steve Forbes, in fact, I mentioned it just a little earlier on the broadcast, Steve Forbes went out on a limb, made a commitment, and said, Joe Biden will not be the nominee. Do you think that, is that a whisper right now? Is that going to grow, do you think?
Well, you know, Forbes is connected to, you know, the economic banking realm within Washington, inside the Beltway. So it's interesting to see what, you know, chatter he is necessarily hearing. It's fascinating to me that Biden is not campaigning. Biden is not out there, you know, on the campaign trail trying to raise money. And I think that they're relying on all of these political action committees, Act Blue, and looking to big names behind the scenes that are raising money to throw into Democrat, not necessarily Biden campaign, but Democrat agenda items. But, you know, this administration, this election team, you know, the operatives have had quite a long time to figure out somebody to help out Biden or run instead of Biden. And they don't have anybody. There's nobody on the backbench.
There is nobody on the backbench. Yeah, maybe Gavin Newsom, but I think, you know, his star has kind of really fallen lately.
Well, and that to me is pretty fascinating because, you know, he visited the White House, several months ago and came out with his suit coat over his shoulder like he, you know, he was showing his swag and his power. But then he's just kind of fallen out there, and really nobody brings him up anymore. So there's still chatter about Michelle Obama, and I just think that they just want to keep a name out there, but I cannot see Michelle Obama dealing with the national security team and figuring out how you're going to deal with relationships with other countries and military conflicts in China. I mean, that's just not in. I mean, she's all about social justice, but not about anything else. So I don't think that would be a serious one at all. And I don't think that. And the same really description goes to Kamala Harris.
Right.
So. It's almost shame on the Democrats for not mentoring and grooming somebody. And I think that Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., saw some of that, and that's why he decided to jump in. And he's already spun off 25% of the attention or 20% of the attention from the Democrat side. So
Yes.
It's almost a shoe-in that the next president will be a Republican, and you know any one of them, except for maybe Asa Hutchinson, he makes me a little nervous. But other than that, I think any one of them is an easy beat of Biden.
That's significant. That's incredibly significant what you're saying. And so I think, again, the Democrat Party elite, Democrat Party upper echelons, that they know that, too. I mean, they've got to have surmised this. And where do they go? It seems like, it's just everywhere they look, it's a bad angle for this.
Well, and it's fascinating. If you look at the top Democrats, you know, who are they? At one point, you know, it was Harry Reid. It was Oprah Winfrey. I mean, so they pulled out some crazy names, but other ones that have been in government for a long time and know the machinery virtually have no interest. So it's kind of like, where is, you know, so those on the Senate side, you know, that have been, they're not there.
Right.
Even on the House side, they're not there.
Yeah. And,
even on the business side, they're not there.
Yeah, exactly. There's just there's no heir apparent to any of this. And then something I heard too earlier today was that, you know, generally speaking, young people are not, they're not in the tank for Biden. They actually, I think to some degree, they're turned off by Biden to a great degree.
Well, you know, I read an interesting article a couple days ago about how the Gen Zers are giving up their smartphones. They're going back to the old-fashioned flip phones because they can't handle the saturation of the pressures of social media on their cell phones. Okay, so is that really translating then to where they really stand on kind of getting back to basics?
Right.
You know, let's kind of calm down and let's concentrate on the things that, you know, we should be concentrating on.
Well, isn't that interesting, though? Because, of course, you know, this whole idea of the saturation that you mentioned, I love that word that you used, because that's exactly what's happening. So maybe organically, the constant bombardment of lack of a better expression, information and just everything coming at you all the time, every day, 24 hours, is actually being naturally eschewed by the next generation.
There's a lot of forces out there, and I wouldn't call them all good forces that are happening, not just to the Gen Zers, but really to everybody, and that's social media. And we see anger in social media. We see bullying in social media. People, you know, are posting things that they think are just kind of simple and, you know, informative. But the responses and the replies and the comments get out of control fast. And there's too many other things that people are beginning to concentrate on. And that is just get out of it and just kind of go about a normal daily life, whatever that necessarily looks like, or try and get back to a normal daily life. You know, and I think this whole destruction of Title IX has got people just furious. I think what's happening in the school systems across the country, I think what's happening with these retailers and these manufacturers between, you know, Disney and Kohl and Budweiser and Target.
It's overwhelming.
People are speaking.
Exactly. It's overwhelming. It's too much. Almost 30 years ago now, Duran Duran wrote a song that was called "Too Much Information." It was at this point, that's way ahead of its time, and it was about the bombardment of everything all the time, all at once. And they had it right, and I think you've got it right, Denise. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thank you so much. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Be well.
Thanks a lot. Denise Simon, folks. Founderscode.com. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along in the overnight hours. We're glad that you're there. And we'll be right back, and then we'll be here. Stay right there, everybody.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis set to head out on his first presidential campaign tour this week.
DeSantis formally entered the race for the White House last week. He's expected to visit a dozen cities throughout Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Before he embarked, the governor took part in the Veterans Memorial Ceremony in Jacksonville to honor those who died while serving in the United States and Armed Forces.
I'm just glad that in the state of Florida, this is something that's recognized in every corner of our state. People understand that freedom isn't free.
DeSantis calls those who gave their lives indispensable Americans and says they deserve our unending gratitude. I'm Dave Collins.
Taylor Swift is having a record-breaking Memorial Day weekend in New Jersey. StubHub says the average Eras Tour ticket selling for $920. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on in the overnight hours, folks. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning here on the program. Hope that you're doing well. Hope that you're going to have a great day out there today, of course. The temporary call-in line as we're broadcasting by way of Southern California this morning here on the broadcast. The temporary call-in line, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And of course, I think in the next segment, as we come up here, we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And then coming up at the top of the hour, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is going to be with us. He's U.S. Army retired, of course. And I'm really going to be excited to talk with him about some of these things that are transpiring with China right now. And we want to talk with Chris Markowski, of course, about the fact that inflation continues to remain high and also about consumer spending. We touched a little bit about that in the previous hour, but I do want to get Chris's take on that because, again, he is the watchdog on Wall Street. But, of course, also, folks, you know, right now, as we're watching all these things happen, you know, we've got talking about inflation. It rose about 0.4% in April and 4.7% from a year ago, according to key gauges for the Fed. I just don't know that people are going to be able to take much more of it. I don't think that people are going to accept the explanations quote unquote, that the Democrat Party elite are going to give them. I don't think that they think it's all the MAGA Republicans' fault somehow that the MAGA Republicans are going to crash the economy and they're going to cause a recession, because when they're talking about the debt deal, and they're still saying that, by the way. Don't worry, folks, we averted the debt deal crisis, we averted the catastrophe, we averted Armageddon. Well, that's the talking point, and that's the way, of course, we expect that. There's nothing new with that. But it does go to show, too, that in many ways they're hedging their bets. They're hedging their bets so that if there was an actual impasse and that the debt ceiling did not get raised and there was the quote-unquote default, and then we continue to see signs of recession, they would simply be able to say, see, we told you so. This caused the recession. You know, these MAGA Republicans did that. Well, I don't think people are going to, they don't buy that kind of stuff anymore. They just don't buy it because they see what's happening out there and they understand. Of all this stuff, is there this team that's part of all this stuff in the White House that is simply creating these policies? And he kind of comes out and it's kind of goes in the general form of that, but it's not really President Biden, personally. You know, he's not FDR or, you know, John Kennedy or somebody saying, here's what we're going to do. Now, everybody fall in line because here's my instructions, right? No, he's not doing that. But that being said, can we point to any real successes of the Biden administration for the American people? And this goes back to exactly what I was talking about earlier, this idea that some 48%, this according to a new Fox News poll, 48% of the people out there think that Biden's policies have actually hurt them. That is astronomical, I think, in relation to what's going on. That's astronomical, folks. And so, again, and going back to what Denise Simon was talking about, you know, it just, where are they going to turn? Who are they going to put up? And she mentioned Michelle Obama, and that's all about name recognition. That's just all about name recognition. I don't accept that as being a legitimate, thing that the Democrats could do. They might do it because they would have that name recognition. Michelle Obama would be above all criticism. If you criticize Michelle Obama, you would get vilified and canceled in a heartbeat. But they would bank on that kind of thing. And so it would not be a campaign that would be all about getting into the policy and the weeds of everything. It would be about the very broad themes and so forth. And it would be pretty, it would just be kind of pretty superficial in the sense that you would never want to get down and dirty into too many of these controversial issues. Other than to say, our position is the right one, and if you have a different position than us on these controversial issues, well, then you're heartless, then you have, you don't let your whatever it is, you're all these things, you're these ists, or you have this ism, or you have whatever it is, right? And that's how they would deal with that. But I do think that that might be an extreme case for the Democrat Party. But I do think, and Denise also mentioned RFK, I do think that the presence of RFK means a great deal. Because the Democrats don't have a deep bench, RFK could be the one to be a beneficiary of all that. So that does make things different even over on the GOP side, right? Because on the GOP side, you have Trump and DeSantis battling it out. And it's a good question. I was asking someone this earlier today. Does this mean, I even mentioned it to the captain earlier, does this mean that unity is exists right now in the GOP, and that Donald Trump is sort of marching forward in order to collect the nomination? Or is it the bigness of Trump and his presence? Does that suck a lot of the oxygen out of the room such that other candidates can't get a word in edgewise, or simply, you know, have to say increasingly more and more controversial things, or just try to be a little bit louder and get attention? And is that good for the party moving forward? I think a lot of things are in flux, and I don't think that we can make really solid predictions right now, because I think everything can change. Everything can change if Joe Biden suddenly says, you know what, I've talked with Dr. Jill, I've talked with my family, I talked with my doctors, I've got this health issue I want to deal with, and so therefore I'm not running. Or could it be that he'll have so many troubles in the primaries that he'll drop out? All these are just pure speculation at this point. But I think it's interesting to talk about, because it seems like in this modern era right now, in this post-COVID time frame, everything has kind of gotten a little bit stranger. It was very strange in 2016 because here came Donald Trump, people sort of thought there's no chance, he can't do it, and yet he did the upset. And then there we were with Donald Trump being president, and that sort of caught the Democrats completely unawares. It was supposed to be Hillary Clinton all the way. So the precedent is there for things to get very strange and for things to change very rapidly. So I think you just got to buckle up, folks, because things are going to be changing even more rapidly, and they'll change based on world events. They'll change based on world circumstances. Certainly the war in Ukraine, but also, which we're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright about here in just a few minutes after the top of the hour break. But it's going to change with how China continues on. China doesn't have very good economic outlooks right now either. And so a lot of these things can be pressing into creating an atmosphere where they want to do something else, where they want to do something else to rev up everything. And is that going after Taiwan? Who knows? But that's because right now it's as if, and perhaps more so than any time within the last 30 or 40 years, people are saying, I'm going to wake up in the morning and then I'll check the news and the unexpected will be happening. And I think now more than ever, people feel like that. And that's why you have that uneasiness. You have that edgy quality out there, because we just don't know when the other shoe is going to drop, because things have gotten that weird, right? And, you know, I'm just using, that's the technical political science term. Things have gotten weird. But they have. And ever since Donald Trump came down that escalator, it's been very different. It's been very different. And that's exactly what happened. But, folks, we are continuing to roll along here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program in the overnight hours. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Please don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning as we roll across your radio dial in the overnight hours. Wherever you might be, hope that you're going to make it a great day today as the sun starts to come up here in just a little while, wherever you may be across the nation. And we are definitely rolling along this morning. Had a lot of great topics to talk about. And, of course, you're welcome to call in and opine if you like. 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And right now I think we've got Mr. Chris Markowski holding on the line. And, Chris, are you there, sir?
Yeah, figuring out phone numbers here.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, yeah, we're broadcasting from the Captain's America Third Watch West this morning, so that's great. I'm glad that we're able to connect up here. And, of course, folks, I'm talking with Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, and we're glad to be with them. And just real briefly, Chris, I want to tell everybody that this portion of our program is being brought to us today by Relief Factor, and you can go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, but use relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be able to check out their $19.95 3-week quick start. Simply go there again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. This product's going to help you control the inflammation that you might have that causes the pain that you get, the discomfort and the swelling, because it's got all these great ingredients like turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is how you get all that pain and swelling. And, of course, the captain himself has taken the product for some 10 years now, over 10 years, and he takes it for one reason and one reason only, and that's because it works. That's the best reason to take it in my book. Of course, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because all you have to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and try out the $19.95 3-week quick start. All right, well, back to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Welcome to the program, sir. And there's a lot going on out there. I noticed that it looks like inflation rose about 0.4% in April, but still 4.7% from a year ago. What do you think about that?
Again, you know, it's going to be continue to bounce around, and you know, quite frankly, I think that for the most part, it's going to be somewhat sticky. I do. I don't think that we're going to see you know, inflation. It's not going to fall off a cliff. It has in some areas. Certain things have come down, but other areas, it's going to take some time. And you know, that's the deal with inflation. You've got others out there that are saying, okay, that we could be hitting almost a deflationary spiral once it really starts kicking, and that's not good either, because then people hold off their spending based upon the fact that they think prices are going to come lower. I don't think the Fed can really do much at this point in time, and I've never been a big fan of their process. Yeah, I kind of make fun of them all the time. It's like they create these hype cycles and then they blow them up. I mean, it's the oddest thing in the entire world. It really is. It's like, you know, they're the arsonist and the firefighter at the same point in time. I would like to see interest rates kind of settle where they are. Nothing wrong with these higher rates, and in many respects, especially in my business, I like the fact that I can get a return on my risk-free assets, and especially retirees out there as well, people close to retirement. You don't want to have to be looking at your portfolio at the end of the month and seeing what stocks you have to sell to pay the bills. So if you can keep money in cash and get somewhat of a return, that it's quite helpful, quite frankly. And again, during these blow-ups and hype cycles, you're going to see garbage companies go by the wayside, and that's okay. That's okay. But the Fed can't fix the supply side of the equation. I think that's what we really need to focus on. And if we can focus on the supply side, not so much the demand side, the supply side will be much better. We do need to understand, though, again, that, you know, a lot of this was created by printing too much money and throwing it around. That has to work its way through the system. And quite frankly, a lot of it has. But again, inflation doesn't come down overnight. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, I like what you just said there. Printing a bunch of money and throwing it around, that's about what happened. And even when that was occurring, people were decrying that and saying, wait a minute, this is in and of itself inflationary.
Well, yeah, again, you can go back, you know, to the haphazard way that things were done during the Trump administration, and you can look at the way that, you know, Biden put it on steroids with all this COVID relief and, you know, all the waste that was involved, the fraud that was involved, you know, it gets to a point of insanity. And, you know, again, this is to see, you take a look at the overreaction of government, you know, from COVID and how they go about handling things. And unfortunately, you know, government likes responding to every single problem by throwing money at it. And quite frankly, you know, being someone that's been involved in business for decades, it doesn't always work that way. You know, we continue to throw money, you know, at schools, and we'll look at the results that we get. You know, we keep saying we need more and more money for colleges and student aid. It just makes the prices go up. I mean, that's what subsidies do. We can go on and on and on down the list, where, you know, money is not going to solve the problems. You actually need actually good ideas.
Well, no, you're right about that. Absolutely right about that. You mentioned something else, too, about the interest rates. Generally speaking, you know, people look at the interest rates or they call up their mortgage broker and they say, I'd like to get an equity line on my house, let's say, and then they find out just how much more expensive that is now than, say, it was a year and a half ago, and their eyes sort of bug out of their head. When is that going to ease in that sense? Or, you know, what do you think about the interest rates staying where they are and whereas people want to get home loans?
Well, again, that's, you know, the home loan situation, we're talking about an equity line, but even for a regular mortgage, obviously the prices have gone up, but that will reflect in a lower price of a home. It's just a bit of affordability issues, where you get certain pockets where, you know, home prices will take a little bit longer to come down. Those are areas where you're seeing a lot of cash buyers or people like, in, for example, Florida, where people are moving and selling their houses up north and they have the cash to pay for full. That's going to take a little bit longer down there. But, I mean, the first home that I bought, you know, obviously a long, long time ago, my first mortgage rate was around 7%. I survived. It's fine. I mean, this is the reality. You can't expect free money forever. And then that idea is patently absurd. Again, it's going to cause a bit of a problem in regards to inventory because many people out there are looking at their current home mortgage, which is, you know, around 3%, and they're saying to themselves, it's almost like an asset to some degree. They don't want to move out of the house because they've got such low rates. So, you know, it's going to take some time, but, you know, interest rates are not high here by any stretch of the imagination. They really aren't.
Well, again, it's interesting that you say that because you're saying that from a perspective of someone who sees, you know, a lot more of the overall of things as opposed to when people, they see that interest rate and it just, like I said, it makes them jump a little bit because all their friends, like you said, probably have something more akin to that 3%. But then you mentioned the idea of free money. And that's that 0% or sometimes we even hear about negative interest rates. You know, are those days are long gone, you think?
Well, right now, yeah. I mean, there was trillions of dollars of, you know, negative rate, you know, loans and whatnot from around the globe for a period of time. You've got to take a look at it in terms of inflation, as well, where, you know, technically, I mean, you know, based upon where inflation is, you just mentioned it. You know, interest rates are actually, you know, at least the Fed fund rate is below the rate of inflation. So, you know, again, I think that, you know, inflation is going to slowly tick down. But, you know, like I said, interest rates based upon that are not that high. They really aren't. And again, you know, I look back to periods of time just before, you know, the Federal Reserve and our government decided to just go haywire. Go back to the 90s. And, you know, I know, you know, people be like, oh, you know, Bill Clinton, during the Clinton administration, okay, and they obviously had help there when Newt Gingrich came in and we had all sorts of welfare reform and spending restraint. We actually got to a point in time where the budget was balanced, and that was the last time our economy really was going like gangbusters. It really was. We had above standard GDP growth. We had a lot of growth. There were some issues as well with, obviously the whole .com blow up, that took place at that point in time. But again, that was a lot of, you know, borrowed money going into stocks. But again, take a look at our national debt during that period of time and interest rates were much higher.
Yes.
You could get, I mean, 10 year, you get 6%. On that, and the economy did very, very well. Now, again, rates need to be, interest rates, the price of money has to be based upon reality, not forced down by a central bank.
Very interesting indeed. I appreciate so much what you're talking about, Chris. I'll look forward to talking to you again here real soon tomorrow on the Captain's America. Take care of yourself.
You've got to have a good one.
Thank you, you too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Stay right there, folks. More of the Captain.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.